This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans for the cause.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So, let me get this straight. There are going to be people that might be paying to hear Hillary Clinton read her acceptance speech that was never given. Evidently, people can do that on MasterClass, it looks like. Folks, I don't know. just, you know, it's like it never ends, does it? It never actually ends with Hillary Clinton. And I suppose, you know, because the acceptance speech will probably be this, it will go down in history as an iconic thing. What if, what could have been, I guess. Welcome to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call, 949-822-7959. Operators, of course, are standing by. And we hope that you're having a great morning here on this Tuesday morning. I sure am, and we're having a lot of fun here on the program. Had a great call, of course, hour number one. And if you'd like to join the program, simply dial 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send me a direct message there as well. So super simple. Just click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, this hour, we've got a lot to talk about. Okay, I don't even know if we're going to get through everything, but we're going to do our level best to do it. I do want to bring you up to date on what's happening, of course, in the Middle East. And, of course, as we know, there's been some 11 further hostages that have been released as the ceasefire has been extended for another at least 2 days. There will continue to be calls to extend it even further. I have a feeling that that will be in the offing. However, that being said, I do think that Israel will continue its operations, and because otherwise, really, what choice does it have at this point? And sometimes the question really isn't, or really shouldn't be, why is Israel doing this? Why does Israel continue with this operation to root out Hamas? But I think one of the questions is, why isn't there much more support to root out Hamas? I think that's a great question. Obviously, and again, we've talked at length about the ways that Israel tries to minimize the collateral damage. But that, unfortunately, folks, is not something that Hamas even takes into account. So hopefully, and of course, our prayers are for peace. But at the same time, obviously, there has to be a legitimate peace. And I don't know that it's a two-state solution. We mentioned that in the program yesterday because we had a quote from Joe Biden saying that he now, basically, I'm just paraphrasing, he now knows more than ever it's got to be a two-state solution. Well, that's not viable. That's not going to happen anytime soon, or at the very least, it's not something that is the off-ramp. It's not something that is going to make this stop. It's not something that's going to placate Hamas, Iran, other terror groups, their sponsors. It's just not going to work out that way. It has become a myth. And it becomes a quest. It becomes something, well, we're going to make this happen by sheer force of will. We're going to get in there and make this two-state solution happen. And I would be all for it if there was reciprocity on the other side. If somehow this could really be achieved, if that would be the thing that is the off-ramp, then I think many people would be supporting it. But we're not in conventional circumstances here. at all. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And just before we go to break here, yes, let me tell you about this Hillary Clinton masterclass. This is an article on Breitbart we found. Masterclass is offering Hillary Clinton featured Cyber Monday deal as a stocking stuffer, sure to please everyone, from your eccentric socialist aunt. What was it Greg in Tampa was talking about earlier? Your people coming over for Thanksgiving, right, to catch your family. And sometimes, well, that can be a little challenging, can it? It can just be a little challenging. But we had the poll, by the way, last week. 61% of Americans did not want to discuss politics at Thanksgiving. And I think that's probably okay to do, in the sense that, yes, kind of stay away from it, catch up with your family. There's you want to find out what's happening with them. And sometimes, yes, especially family that you haven't maybe seen for a while, or maybe they live in a different part of the country and everybody's traveled to grandma's house or something like that to have Thanksgiving. It's, I think, saying challenging, I think about kind of covers it there. But Hillary Clinton. This could please everyone, back to the article, please everyone from your eccentric socialist aunt to that special warmongering neocon in your life. Hillary Clinton's life-changing advice is the best holiday gift on sale for a limited time at Masterclass, reads a headline advertising hit. And so Hillary Clinton is broken into 16 video lessons, about 3 hours and 23 minutes. How to overcome setbacks and build a life of principle and purpose. Oh, boy. But evidently, she reads her acceptance speech. I think this is sort of the thrust of this whole thing. She reads her acceptance speech that was never given. And so, again, this is all part of, it's all part of the message crafting. It's all part of the world crafting. You see, folks, I mean, you know, everything would have been fine if Donald Trump was never president. But in reality, as we were touching on in hour number one, in reality, the things that are, that for example, Joe Scarborough, we're spiraling into World War III, and it's a good thing Joe Biden has 50 years of experience and so forth. It's like, well, wait a minute. We wouldn't even be here. We wouldn't be having these problems if we had a much different approach than the one we've had since January of 2021. So I don't know. Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech? I don't know. I think I'm gonna pass. I think most of us will. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Lots more to happen here on this Tuesday edition. Stay right there.
I came down because I heard there was some Christian advice for you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The thing, and the thing is, here's the thing, my friends. The thing is, whenever you think of any of the bad things that are happening in the world, in the country, to your finances, whatever it is, you've got to remember that it's Trump, right? It's just Trump. If it wasn't for Trump, this would be happening, and that. Maybe that's just what they're going with at the administration. I think so, because we've got another clip here in just a few moments about the economy and about inflation and about people's pocketbooks getting squeezed. And guess whose fault it is? guess whose fault it is? Now, I will tell you, we'll preface it. We'll give you a preview here. Peter Ducey does ask a very good follow-up question to Karine Jean-Pierre there at the White House press briefing room. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program this morning. But before we get to that particular clip, I do want to play this clip. And this is John Kirby, right? National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, also at the White House press briefing room. And he's trying to give some information about what we know about the American hostages that are still being held by Hamas. So no laughing matter here at all. This is this is very, very concerning. Let's listen into what John Kirby has to say.
Americans are still being held hostage, and do you have proof of what?
We think the number is it's less than 10, probably in the neighborhood of, you know, about 8 to 9. But we don't necessarily have firm, solid information on each and every one of them.
And why haven't the two American women who are with Abigail, what happened with them? Why haven't they been released?
Well, we certainly hope that we'll see them in hopefully today. And if not today, certainly over the next couple of days, we want to see them back with their families.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, so some of the audio is there a little bit. It's a little bit low, unfortunately. It's being recorded in the room there. But one of the questions was, so what about the other two women that were with Abigail, the little four-year-old girl who was returned? What do we know about them? And, of course, precious little is what we know about them at this point. So we definitely need much more information than we have right now. That's obvious. But John Kirby, again, we just have sketchy information. And I perchance to think that we hopefully have more information perhaps than what they're actually telling us. At least that would be something that would be more acceptable at this point. But John Kirby trying his best here to say things, but maybe without really saying much. But let's continue. Let's listen back in.
I want to see them back with their families where they belong as well. The lists are developed by Hamas, and then, of course, the Israelis develop their list of Palestinian prisoners that they're going to release. And we're not involved in the specific drafting of the lists and the determination on Hamas's side of who's going to come out on any given day. Obviously, we want to see those two American women released as soon as possible.
And the truce being extended 2 days, what happens now? Do you want to get, 3 days next or a permanent truce? What's the thing?
It's like I said in my opening statement, Steve. We're grateful that we've got an extra 2 days to work with here. That'll result in the release of 20 more individuals,
yes,
women and children. And as I said right at the top, we'd certainly like to see even that extension extended further until all the hostages are released. That's really the goal here, get all the hostages home with their families where they belong. And we, however long that could take.
So there again, John Kirby at the White House press briefing room. And it's interesting, though, to me that, as he's talking about, and to a great degree it's understandable, if Israel's putting together lists, I guess Hamas puts together their lists. Oh, my goodness. And again, here we go. Again, having to somehow deal with Hamas, and that is Israel's dealing directly with them. But up to this point, everything that has been about this war, this conflict, so many questions to the administration have been, aren't you going over there and telling Benjamin Netanyahu how to handle this? Aren't you making demands about what they should be doing? What's one of the first things that President Biden talked about when this whole thing started up? Well, I'm going over there and I'm telling Benjamin Netanyahu to do what? To root out Hamas, make sure you never get attacked again, figure out where these hostages are, I'm sure figuring out where these hostages are, I'm sure entered into it at some point. But what was the main objective of the message that he was giving to Benjamin Netanyahu? Follow the law of war, right? Follow the law of war. You were attacked and you had this horrible massacre, but just make sure that you follow the law of war. And you're kind of telling this to the Israelis, who already are going to be following the law of war because war was brought to them. They're not Hamas. And again, this whole thing just leaves a bad taste in my mouth, because there really should have been a lot more strong rhetoric against Hamas. And you're telling me that the president got on an Air Force One and went over there and told him to obey the law of war, but somehow we don't know what's happening with the Americans that are still being held with Hamas, and somehow it's up to Israel to make up their lists, and of course Hamas is going to make up their lists. What's happening on the other side of all this? That's what we want to know. Maybe there's something else behind the scenes that we're just not privy to. I hope so, because I think the way that's going right now does seem a little bit, topsy-turvy, if you ask me. All right, so now, the other thing I said at the beginning of this segment was this idea that, all the bad things that are happening, it's all about Trump. It's the economy. If you have problems with the economy, it's about Trump as well. Well, let's listen in to Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room as well, talking about you know, how the economy was in a tailspin when they walked in. The day one, it was a tailspin. And so it's taken, they're just, my friends, they're working for you every day in order to make this thing better. And it's just taking time. It's just taking so much time. And Trump messed this up so well, so royally, that even Joe Biden, with his 50 years experience, as we heard from Joe Scarborough in hour number one, even the 50 years experience can't put all this back together. Let's listen in.
But why do you think it is that when you say the economy is improving and President Biden says the economy is improving, that a majority of Americans outside of this building are not buying it?
So here's the thing. When we walked into this administration, the economy was on a tailspin. That is the fact. Because of the last administration, because of the Trump administration, because of how they dealt with COVID and the pandemic.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. And I'm stopping it right there because it goes back to even, you know, we were joking, right, about Hillary Clinton and her acceptance speech that was never given. Well, we were joking about that, you know, the idea of, well, it would be the road that was never traveled. We'll never know what, you know, Hillary Clinton, how great a president she would have been. Everything would have been fine. I really don't think so. I think COVID would have been 10 times, 100 times, a million times worse under Hillary Clinton than it was under Donald Trump. But that's a discussion for another time. But here's this notion of what could have been. Well, one of the things that I thought of when I'm hearing Karine Jean-Pierre say this is that you walked in on day one and you say the economy was in a tailspin. But in reality, the way that I remember it, the way that I perceived it, was that we were going to start having a better recovery. And had Joe Biden and the policies of the Democrat Party elite not been brought to bear at that particular moment of coming out of COVID, you know, I think that things might have gone a little bit differently. That they made moves. You know, they got rid of energy independence. You know, they started doing other things as well with the economy or with the with their approach to things that, you know, basically changed the outcome here, in my opinion. You know, if the Trump recovery, you know, for lack of a better term, would have been allowed to continue, and people would have said, you know what, we're down, but we're not out. You know, Trump would have been, cheerleading the way to getting people back on their feet and getting things happening again. We're going to put America back to work. We're coming out of this thing. But that wasn't really how we felt under Joe Biden, was it? So it's all Trump's fault, right? It's all Trump's fault. But it's really not, right? We'll hear more of this on the other side of the break. Plus your telephone calls too, 949-822-7959. I'll warn with you, stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
U.S. USA News Update. 11 more hostages have been released by Hamas as part of a temporary truce with Israel. The fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. The ceasefire agreement has been extended for 2 more days after it was originally set to expire at midnight Eastern Time. If you haven't used your Google account for a while, get ready to kiss it goodbye.
Google is set to remove inactive accounts starting December 1st. Unattended accounts with photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts, and drive documents will be deleted. I'm John Schaefer.
The deadliest states for cyclists are Florida and California, according to data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. When considering the percentage of cyclist deaths in relation to total road deaths, the top 5 deadliest states are Florida, New York, Hawaii, California, and Delaware. Dave Collins, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
To Kyle Warren. Now we are back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Bottom of the hour segment in full force now, of course. Welcome back. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to opine this morning on the program. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook coming up in the segment following this one. And so, again, we're going to have a lot to talk about with Denise. Of course, we'll get the latest on what's happening in Israel, but also what's happening as well, especially where, you know, we've got our troops, of course. They continue to be in harm's way, and Denise always has some pretty enlightening things to talk about with us. So we'll talk with her in just a little bit. Always a great time to talk with Denise. Following Denise, of course, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And we'll be talking some business and economy things with Chris as well. So you definitely want to stay tuned as we go through the overnight hours. And once again, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. Or if you'd like to request a song for the Trucker Traveler Report, because next segment, we've got a great song
I think you're going to love it, and we definitely, definitely, I don't think we've ever heard this one in this time slot before, so I definitely want to stick around for that. Well, you know, I did see this. Before we get back to the, you know, very serious business of the economy, obviously, and so forth, I did see this story earlier, and it did catch my eye. Because to some degree or another, we hear about this kind of thing almost as a joke. Have you ever seen sometimes people have these spare tire covers, like on their Jeep or something, and it has a stick shift schematic on it, and it says, this is my anti-theft device that's on my vehicle because it is, in fact, a stick shift. Well, this from Fox News, everybody. Attempted Maryland carjacking goes wrong when suspects realize they couldn't drive stick shift. Okay? A man in Maryland was, this is very serious, though, was pistol whipped Sunday during an attempted carjacking in which shots were fired, but the suspects changed their minds after they realized none of them could drive a stick shift, authorities said. Officers with the Montgomery County Police Department were called to the 7200 block of Wisconsin Avenue in Bethesda around 11:55 p.m. over reports of an attempted carjacking. A man in front of a business said he was approached by three or four people who demanded the keys to his SUV at gunpoint. The group allegedly beat the man with a pistol. The victim told investigators he ran inside a business and shots were fired, but no one was injured. The carjacking was called off when suspects realized none of them knew how to drive a manual transmission. Suspects fled in another vehicle. The victim sustained injuries from the alleged assault, but was recovering. So, yes, that might be, you know, it's not electronic. It's not high tech, but it is effective. And so I don't know. And it made me remember this one thing, though. And I've driven manual transmissions my whole life, and it's kind of like, and when you get into one, you drive an automatic for a while, and then you jump into your manual transmission, then it all just kind of comes back, you know. As far as, if you, like, for example, if you ride a motorcycle, then you have to shift and clutch and all this other stuff a little bit differently, obviously. But back when I rode a motorcycle, it was always a lot of fun, you know, because you're kind of working the gears and you get to, you know, you have fun riding with it and sort of operating the machine. It's a lot of fun. You have to be very careful, obviously. But manual transmissions are kind of on their way out. Some of these vehicles these days, they have the paddle shifters. And they have like manual mode as well, but nothing really beats having work in the clutch and your gear shifter and just having fun that way. But it did remind me of this. I'll just tell you real quick, and that is, because I used to really love to watch The Amazing Race. I think they might have some new ones that are available at this point, but we always love watching The Amazing Race. Here's the one thing you need to know before you ever go on The Amazing Race. It has nothing to do with geography or knowing local customs or anything like that. You just have to know how to drive a stick, okay? How many Amazing Race contestants have we seen that jump into one of these things and you just hear the gears grinding and they go, I don't know how to drive a stick? I always want to ask the question, have you watched the show before? Are you a fan of The Amazing Race? Because if you were, you'd know that as soon as you go over to Europe, they're going to give you a manual transmission to drive at some point. So it's good to know. But in this case, these suspects were completely foiled by this. And so I guess that is a pretty good thing. Okay, let's get back to this audio clip. Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room, and Peter Ducey duking it out here about what things were like when the Biden administration came in. Let's continue.
They didn't have a comprehensive plan. The president came in. He passed the American Rescue Plan, which was able to get the economy back on its feet, which was able to open up small businesses were able to open up, schools were able to open up. We understand what Americans have been feeling over the last 2-3 years. It's going to take some time. We get that. It's going to take some time.
Okay, stop right there. See, there I get, here's another part
of the deception, right? I mean, it's a part of the storyline. It's like we're going to add in here's a secret ingredient. You can almost, it's like you're pouring it in to the, you know, to the mix. You're pouring it into the mix. What's the secret ingredient? Time. Well, we need time. I mean, why are you even asking me this question, Peter Ducey? Because don't you get it? We need to have more time, more time. Let's continue.
But it does not take away how we have seen the economy getting back on its feet. We actually had to fix the problem that we saw that the last administration left us.
But almost 3 years in office. Inflation is up over 17% since President Biden came here.
Inflation is moderating because of the actions that this president has taken.
Prices are going up slower. They're still high.
It's going down. The prices are going down. If you look at where, for example, for a perfect example, I mean, I just talked about last week how turkey prices, the cost for turkeys is going down. The cost for eggs is going down because of the actions that were taken. I just talked about supply chain and how that affects the economy. And that's because of the president's action that he's taken. And if you think about gas prices, it's down by $1.70 since its peak, because of the actions that this president has taken. So we understand that people are still not feeling it. We get that. But doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to talk about it. Doesn't mean that the president at 2 o'clock is not going to talk about how he's lowering costs, right? And let's not forget.
Okay, stop right there. He's lowering the costs, folks. Don't forget, it's like he's bestowing it upon you. He's giving it to you, right? This is, you know, you have to be thankful for this. You have to give the good king, you know, oh, thank you. You know, this is so wonderful what you're doing for us. He's lowering the costs. Well, no, not really. And inflation is coming down. Well, hopefully it is. Hopefully it is for the good of people out there. But here's the thing, though. Things are still pretty high. Oh, the cost of eggs is coming down. If that's even really true, it's coming down, but it's super high still from where people would have been buying eggs a year or two or three ago, this kind of thing. And so here we go again. And if you notice, though, she did try to put in there, well, you know, we feel it. And so the takeaways from these things are we feel it. Need more time. This is all a mess. When Trump was there, we had to fix it. We had to have special legislation to fix it. But at the same time, I think one of the major points that's being left out is Joe Biden making good on one of his campaign promises. We're going to get rid of oil, right? We're going to stop it. We're going to stop the ability for us to be energy independent. Those energy prices started going skyrocketing, and then, you know, everything else follows suit. But in a politician world, you come out there and you start talking about how, well, this problem that we had. We had to fix that problem. And then you hear Peter Ducey say very, very astutely, well, it's been 3 years and sort of a poor Corinne Jean-Pierre, you know, she kind of like has this look on her face like, oh, no, don't ask me this. You know, it's just, it's must be really tough to have her job. I got to tell you that much at the very least. But it's very difficult for her to make that argument and make it stick. So if you're suffering out there and things are still too expensive, you got to give it time. You got to realize, you know, Joe Biden's lowering the prices. Stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. We're having a great time on the program this morning, and we're coming right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day.
Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We choose truth over facts. Where's the money?
You're listening to Kyle One.
And welcome back, everybody. Kyle One with you. Welcome back. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call the program this morning. And, of course, here we are again. We got segment number four right before the top of the hour here. And in hours number one and two of the program, we do our Trucker Traveler Report. And then we, at least in hour two, but then we go right to Denise Simon here in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to start off with our song to keep you going, keep your blood pumping, keep you going through this overnight, through these overnight hours across America. And I think this is a pretty good one. I think this will fill the bill. Let's listen in.
Thank you.
Grandma. From Van Halen, of course, with Dave Lee Roth there on vocals. Goes back to the mid-1980s there, Panama, and definitely part of the heyday of Van Halen. And, you know, there's people out there that say, well, you know, I didn't really like how Van Halen evolved, you know, and so forth. But I think of both sort of incarnations of Van Halen, they had some pretty good records, but certainly Eddie Van Halen, who we lost here in recent times all too soon, the term virtuoso applies. You know, he made it look easy. He was absolutely a consummate technician. And in terms of his playing and a lot of the cool things that he did, you know, two fingers on the fretboard, all that stuff. But he made it look easy, like he was having a great time. And I think he was having a great time, but he could do that because he was so good. That's why he could, just as I said, just make it look easy. Just an amazing guitar player. And just the way Van Halen came together, of course, was pretty cool. All right, so let's take a look again at our map out there. We do have a freeze warning this morning going through the central part of California, starting in Redding all the way down to Bakersfield. That's going to be, of course, Interstate 5 and branching out to California 99. If you're in the Edwards Air Base area, California City, Ridgecrest, you also have a freeze warning going on there. High wind warnings for our friends in Cheyenne heading up to Elk Mountain up I-80, so be aware of that. That's happening. We do have a freeze warning for our friends down in southern Mississippi and over towards eastern Louisiana. You've got a freeze warning going on there as well. Freeze warning starting around Crestview and then heading up a little bit into southern Alabama, over through Tallahassee, Florida, of course, over towards Jacksonville, then up through Valdosta, Georgia, Albany, up towards Americus there. And then in the northern part of Georgia, again, relative humidities 30% or less can be expected for a few more hours into the evening. Winds can be gusty, and they have some, again, dry fuels. High fire danger conditions can be expected in that area. We've got a similar situation up near Charlotte, North Carolina, Winston-Salem, again, gusty winds and possible increased fire dangers there as a result of those winds, because then you have a larger wind advisory that's going to go through the southern part of Virginia, Roanoke, and then down through through Asheville, Tennessee. So be aware of that. A little bit of snow on the radar this morning again, parts of New York State. This is going to be up near, let's see, Martinsburg. Oswego is there as well, so you want to be aware of that. Then over towards Houghton and Jamestown, and then over near Cleveland, Ohio, coming down the coast there from the lake, just north, just skirting Cleveland proper there, so be aware of that. And then South Bend, Indiana, then also you've got snow coming across the roadway there, and this is going to be U.S. Highway 30. This is going to be in the Plymouth and Etna area, Wayne, in that area there in Indiana. North of that, up through Kalamazoo, Michigan, you've got snow going up the coast of Michigan on the western part there, and then also Traverse City and Marquette, Michigan, rounding everything out. They've got snow as well this hour, so do be careful out there. All right, now it's time to head on over and talk with our good friend Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise. Well, let's see if we can pick her up right there. I think we had an issue there. Let's see if we can do that there. All right, Denise Simon, good morning, and you're on the program. Denise Simon, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Denise Simon.
How are you doing?
Good morning. There you are. All right, see, we overcome a little technical snafu there, no problem. But yes, good morning and welcome, and there's lots to talk about here on this Tuesday morning.
Indeed, there is. It seems to always be that way, right?
that's exactly right. Well, you know, we got more hostages that have come out from Gaza. We know that the ceasefire has been extended at least two more days.
James Kirby's talking about perhaps there could be more in the offing, but he did say something to me that was a little disturbing, and perhaps this is just the way it has to be, but he's saying they don't really have a whole lot of input into these lists and so forth. They don't know the status of the Americans, and they think they're, he says, in the neighborhood of 8 or 9 Americans.
That's right, and they say that, you know, the last one, the second to the last one, they released the American Little Abigail. Well, she's not really an American. She's a dual citizen.
Right, right.
So, we're not getting any kind of input on this, and this is really kind of a slap in the, well, not kind of, it is a major slap in the face to the United States. Because I don't think we're working that hard. Now, the Thai government worked directly with Iran to get their people released. And they didn't go through Qatar. So this doesn't look good for the United States at all. We have zero influence. We have zero power. I would argue that we have power, but we're not exercising it.
That's a good point. Because obviously, I mean, we're talking about the President of the United States. Whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, it seems like when the President speaks, they can make things happen. I mean, there are just these avenues that they can avail themselves of because of their position.
Well, it's not so much any kind of power we would wield over Iran. It's the power that we could wield over Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
Where Qatar says, and Egypt, because Egypt's in part of these negotiation talks, too. And both of those countries have completely dismissed the United States. But, you know, we have a sizable footprint, military footprint in Qatar. And I think that we could use the leverage there.
And
we're not.
All right, Denise Simon, we've got a lot more to talk about on the other side of the top of the hour news, everybody. So stay right there. We're going to hear the top of the hour news. We're going to pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, it's on. We're going to talk about a lot more stuff. So stay right there. 949-822-7959. That's the number. See you on the other side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.